The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dublin City Council have confirmed Stuarts are no longer going to guard the Molly Malone statue. Instead, proposals have been put forward to put a big flower bed around her to deter tourists from groping her. Fiona Connolly is a Dublin City Councillor and is with me now, a member of the Arts Committee. Fiona, talk to me more about this plan.
So, yeah, the Stuarts are not really a feasible option to keep them going in the long term. And they have had an improvement on some of the behaviour from tourists. But it's important that we look at the design of the environment around the statue. So to improve the design, we can improve the behaviour of the people and how they interact with the public art on our streets. So I think it's really important. And we have an example of success with this because over where the portal was, there was poor behaviour from people interacting with that public art. And the design and planting around the portal has improved the behaviour. So I think it's really important that we design to bring out the best in people and how they interact with their sculptures.
Do you think the flower beds will do a good job in that regard?
I hope so. I think possibly when you say like the flower bed is going to deter people, I think it's probably an invitation to behave better and to not, like, essentially a sculpture is a piece of public art, and we would never go into a gallery and touch and interact physically with works of art, but on the street it seems to have a different invitation to people. Seems to feel like they want to or need to or are compelled to interact. So I think that clever design and clever planting will deter people from it, and I think that we really do need to do whatever we can to design our environment to improve the behaviour of our guests, our citizens and our tourists who are in our city.
And I mean, when you compare it to the portal, I mean, some might suggest that the portal issue, you know, was nipped in the bud fairly early, whereas one of the problems that yourself and your colleagues face with the Molly Malone is that, it's a thing now, you know, to grab Molly Malone's boobs. Did you see that? I mean, they're polished. They're the only part of the statue that is polished from people groping her. You know, that there's tourists who come and expect it.
The colour is from damage and this treatment over time. And yet people are expecting it, but I do think that we need to try and softly engineer and design the surrounds of the statue to try and get people to stop seeing it, because ultimately, like, you don't interact with other art pieces in that way. We don't interact with art in galleries that way. We don't interact with a lot of other statues in our city that way. And unfortunately, Molly Malone has become used like this, and it's become something that people are trying to do and want to do. So I think if we can deter people, like, I really do believe in the best nature of people. So I think if the deterrent is there, hopefully it will work.
There's a kind of a big body of work planned for the church on Suffolk Street behind us. As part of that, should Molly Malone just be raised up in a much higher plinth so people can't grope her?
I wonder about a higher plinth and the safety implications, because I feel that maybe it might be a challenge for people to try and get up on other things like that. So I think that going in for a soft design that would dissuade people first, I think it's worth exploring that as a first step. But yeah, no, I'm not opposed to putting her on a plinth if that's something that needs to happen next in the following.
What about your response to the people who text in, and I see them actually coming in, who kind of say a version of "Who cares?" You know, lots of statues aren't groped, but some are in other European cities as well. And yeah, it's slightly distasteful, but is it that big a deal?
It is that big a deal. I think that if we look at, like, so I'm involved in a working group that's put together to redress the gender balance in the Mansion House, and even in its early stages, I'm just so impressed with the amount of work and commitment that goes into these decisions and the amount of people's time and effort and public money that goes into these. So similar would have happened when Molly Malone was commissioned. All the people who got involved to work to produce the statue, to decide what it was going to represent. And the way the statue presents itself at the moment isn't honouring the original vision that the artist had, because it's discoloured in some parts of the statue. So I think even from a respecting public art, it's really important that we look at that side of it, because we don't interact with other statues, and we would never go into a gallery and think, I need to touch everything in the gallery.
Fiona, thanks a million for joining us. Fiona Connolly is Dublin City Councillor and a member of the Arts Committee there on this proposal to put some more planting and a more substantial flower bed around the Molly Malone statue by way of deterring or encouraging people to behave that little bit better and not climb on top of the statue and not grope her for photographs. Connect Molly to 10,000 volts. That should change behaviour quickly enough. The government is spending 200 billion euro and you're talking about Molly Malone, Kieran. Well, we talked to Sean Defoe about the 200 billion euro. We talked to Jack Chambers. We talked to Mairead Farrell. We talked to Kevin Timothy. We're going to talk to Danny McCoy. We're going to talk to Francis Rouen. We are talking ad nauseum about the 200 billion euro. It's not the only thing we're going to talk about, though, for 3 hours. If groping brings tourists to Ireland, I'm happy with that. People are gone mad. I don't know why anyone would bother groping, says somebody else. And this is the definition of a first world problem, is another listener's assessment. The harassment of a bronze lady who never actually existed. Hashtag save Molly.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.